This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. A 65-year-old MIT professor named Alan Guth is $3 million richer today, thanks to a new prize he won that rewards cutting-edge physics research. He and eight other physicists from around the world are the first recipients of the annual Fundamental Physics Prize. It's given out by the Milner Foundation, which was established by a former Russian physics student who became a billionaire investing in companies like Facebook and Groupon. And Professor Guth is with us by phone from his office at MIT to talk about the award. Professor Guth, congratulations and thanks for talking with WBUR.
Thank you, Sasha.
So how did you get word you won? I'm envisioning one of those middle-of-the-night calls from Stockholm that winners of the Nobel Prize often tell stories about later.
Right. Well, this is a little bit different. Actually, one of the other winners was the one who told the other winners, at least the one who told me, first. Later, I also received a phone call from Yuri Milner himself.
So when the phone call came, it wasn't a surprise at that point.
That's right. When that phone call came, it wasn't a surprise. And that was the idea, because they figured, I don't know this guy. Somebody with a Russian accent calls up and tells me he's going to give me $3 million. How would I believe that? So I was absolutely flabbergasted.
And how else did you feel? I mean, beyond just the money, what was it like hearing that you were one of these winners?
It was very flattering, because I did at the same time find out not the names of all of the other winners yet, but many of them. And it's a very, not counting myself, it's a very impressive group. And I was very proud to be part of that group.
Professor Guth, you won this prize because you came up with a concept called cosmic inflation. Could you try to give us the abbreviated explanation of what cosmic inflation is in the physics world?
Okay. Cosmic inflation is a twist on the conventional Big Bang theory. It modifies the history of the universe during the first tiny fraction of a second of its existence. And it takes advantage of ideas that come from general relativity and from particle physics. And putting those together, one reaches the conclusion that it's possible for gravity to act repulsively. And the core of inflation, really, is the idea that repulsive gravity could be the bang of the Big Bang, the force that drove the universe into this gigantic period of expansion in the first place.
And when you talk about repulsive gravity, this is gravity that repels rather than sort of draws us down?
Exactly.
So the prize you've won is different from many other scientific honors because it can be awarded to physicists whose ideas haven't yet been verified by experiments. It wants to recognize really radical new ideas that deserve recognition right away. Do you consider your concept of cosmic inflation more theoretical than proven?
Well, there is, in this case, significant evidence for inflation, but because the era that inflation talks about is so early in the history of the universe, I think there's always a certain amount of uncertainty. So I'm not too surprised that the Nobel Committee has not yet worked up the nerve to give an award for inflation.
When you spend a career doing the kind of work you've done, how much, if at all, is it in the back of your mind that maybe one day one of these big prizes could come versus just doing the work for the love of doing the work and whatever salary comes with it?
Well, I think the motivation really comes entirely from doing the work and the pleasure of doing the work. It really does get to be exciting to try to figure out the answers to questions that nobody knows the answer to. Once one has behind one something like inflation, which I think I was somewhat lucky myself to be involved in it, then the possibility of a prize certainly becomes in sight. And I do have to admit that every year at the time the Nobel Prizes are awarded, I usually get up early on that day, and I've usually been called by some news media to find out where I'll be that day, because I am considered a possible candidate for that award. So I've been conscious of awards, but I don't think they're at all what drives me to do the work that I do.
I understand that the money, the $3 million, has actually already shown up in your bank account, which didn't have nearly as high a balance when that transfer happened as it does now.
That is correct. It was quite a shock to log on to my website and look at my bank account and suddenly see it's $3 million and a few hundred dollars.
It had previously been only a few hundred dollars.
In this particular account, I have more money than that. I'm not that broke. But in this particular account, there was, in fact, only a few hundred dollars before the $3 million was deposited.
Professor Guth, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Sasha.
Alan Guth is a physics professor at MIT who just won the new Fundamental Physics Prize, which comes with a $3 million award.